KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center in Atlantic. Well, let's check sports this morning. First, we'll start with wrestling. Lots of it around the area. Missouri Valley last night. It was Mo Valley beating Clarinda 66-9. Missouri Valley over Southwest Iowa 84-0. Missouri Valley topping Tri-Center 76-6. Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 58-6. It was Clarinda over Tri-Center 48-24. And also Tri-Center beating Southwest Iowa 60-12 last night. At the Council Bluffs City Duels held at St. Albert High School, Lewis Central swept all three of their matches, winning over Thomas Jefferson 46-28. It was Lewis Central defeating Abraham Lincoln 58-12 and Lewis Central over St. Albert 69-6. Thomas Jefferson beat Abraham Lincoln 45-30, TJ over St. Albert 54-21, and Abe Lincoln beat St. Albert 66-9. Also last night at Coon Rapids Bayard, it was Coon Rapids Bayard winning over Woodbine 40-39. Coon Rapids Bayard topping Audubon 37-36. Coon Rapids Bayard over Exira EHK 48-17. Woodbine beat Exira EHK 54-24. Woodbine also a winner over Audubon 42-33, and Audubon beat Exira EHK 42-29. At Logan Magnolia, in a duel, it was Logan Magnolia beating Woodbury Central 39-30. Also at East Union last night, Bedford Lennox beat East Mills 37-15. It was Bedford Lennox over Clarinda Academy 48-0. Bedford Lennox topping East Union 31-30. East Mills beat Clarinda Academy 36-6. East Union downing East Mills 41-24. And East Union beating Clarinda Academy by a score of 36-12. Also in a double duel at Van Meter, it was Southwest Valley over Mount Air 37-30. Van Meter Earlham beat Southwest Valley 66-9, and Van Meter Earlham over Mount Air 57-21. Let's move on to high school basketball. Girls' action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Kemper Catholic topping Atlantic 65-34. Shenandoah beat St. Albert 50-17. Red Oak over Glenwood 63-54. Lewis Central beat Denison 48-40. And Harlan a winner over Ballard 48-39. In Western Iowa Conference play, in a game heard here on KJAN, Griswold got 13 points from Matea Peters as the Tigers beat Riverside 41-25. Also, AHSTW over Tri-Center 61-29. IKM Manning in overtime over Logan Magnolia 59-55. It was Missouri Valley over Audubon 41-30, and Traynor beating Underwood 76-37. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden Ralston beat West Harrison 70-42. Peyton Sherdan over Woodbine 69-54. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley beating Bedford 62-32. East Union over Lennox 54-36. Mount Air beat Nottoway Valley 47-39. In boys basketball last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Parker Bating tossed in 30 points to lead Kemper Catholic to a 71-59 win over Atlantic. Austin Alexander had 21 for the Trojans. Creston beat Clarinda 69-44. It was Glenwood over Red Oak 87-48. Also, Lewis Central beat Denison 78-52 last night. In the Western Iowa Conference, the other half of our broadcast doubleheader saw Morgan Mundorf toss in 18 points and add 18 rebounds. He had a double-double, leading Griswold to a 37-35 win over Riverside. Tri-Center beat AHSTW 52-39. Logan Magnolia over IKM Manning 54-46. Tate Colleen had 26 points, leading Audubon to a 61-47 win over Missouri Valley. Traynor beat Underwood 74-46. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Woodbine over Peyton Sherdan 57-51. In the Corner Conference first-round tournament play last night, it was East Mills beating Clarinda Academy 64-47. Sydney over Heartland Christian 65-26. Fremont Mills edging Essex 38-37. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford beat Southwest Valley 66-60. It was East Union over Lennox 44-29 and Mount Air 58-48 over Nottoway Valley. The weekly Associated Press boys high school basketball poll is out, and Iowa City West is still on top in Class 4A with Johnston and Sioux City East 2-3. Oskaloosa, Mount Pleasant, and Cedar Rapids Xavier the top three in Class 3A. Glenwood is at number 6, while Harlan is tied with Spirit Lake for 9th in this week's poll. In 2A, Western Christian, Van Meter, and Applington Parkersburg the top three teams, with Traynor at number 8. And in Class 1A, it's North Lynn, Grandview Christian, and Remsen St. Mary's the top three rated squads. Northern Iowa dominated the second half in a 68-54 win over Drake last night in men's college hoops. Senior Bennett Cook came off the bench to score 19 points as the Panthers outscored Drake 42-25 in the second half.
Right now, I'm stuck on two things: how hard we played, and that we stuck with the things that we wanted to do in the game and didn't get away from it when we got down, and then the play of Bennett. I mean, just tremendous. Couldn't be prouder.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson, who had removed Cook from the starting lineup.
You know, it's always been about the team and what can help the team, so I'm behind his decision 100%. In the Valpo game, that's exactly what we needed. In today's game, I was playing well, so coach decided to change up the starting lineup again and put me in there. He had confidence in me, so it helped seeing that he had a little bit more confidence in me.
Drake led by 16 points in the opening half before the Panthers rallied to within three at the break.
I thought the critical stretch in the game was clearly the end of the first half. I thought we got a little out of sorts on both ends of the floor, and obviously we let these guys back into it. And again, some of that was them. I mean, they're obviously, we know who they are. They're a very good team. And give Northern Iowa credit. This was a hard-fought game, and we'll do what we do every game. We'll learn from it, let it hurt tonight, and we'll get up tomorrow, and we'll get ready for the next one.
That's Drake coach Nico Medved. Reed Timmer led Drake with 19 points, but the Bulldogs made only 9 of 23 shots in the second half. As Drake falls to 5-2 in the Valley, UNI improves to 2-5. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, third-rated Purdue beat Wisconsin 78-50, Kansas State topping number 4, Oklahoma 87-69, 12th-ranked Cincinnati over UCF 49-38, 15th-ranked North Carolina beat 20th-ranked Clemson 87-79, while South Carolina upended number 18, Kentucky 76-68. Well, fresh off their first Big Ten victory, the Iowa Hawkeyes are on the road tonight to take on much-improved Rutgers. Like the Hawkeyes, the Scarlet Knights are 1-5 in the Big Ten. Here's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey.
Got 11 wins. They've got some quality wins. You know, the Seton Hall win was tremendous. The Wisconsin win. Boy, they played well at Michigan State, which, as we all know, is a very difficult place to play. Lost in overtime, had a chance. We're ahead in overtime. So it shows you what they're capable of.
McCaffrey says Rutgers has made some big strides on defense under second-year coach Steve Peichel.
I think it starts with they really play hard, and they're committed to it. I mean, it's a change that, you know, right when he got there that was made and was noticeable, and it's continued to improve.
Iowa's 10-9 overall, Rutgers 11-8. It'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off tonight, pregame 5 o'clock, right here on the radio this evening. Iowa State hits the road tonight in Big 12 play to take on 24th-ranked TCU. The Cyclones are 1-4 in the league race after a win over Baylor, and they tangle with a Horned Frog team that's also 1-4 in the conference after a 102-97 loss at Oklahoma.
They got a lot of respect for TCU, very good team. You know, talented, well-coached, tough, and very efficient offensively. So we'll have to play our best game, most complete game, to be able to put ourselves in a position to win.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who says defense is a key because TCU has balanced scoring and they're difficult to guard. Cyclones are 10-6 overall. Tip-off, 8 o'clock in Fort Worth this evening. Maddie Simon scored 19 points. Hannah Whitish had 18 points. And Nebraska beat number 20 Iowa 74-65 Tuesday night in women's college basketball. The Hawkeyes are now 15-4 overall, 3-3 in Big Ten conference play. Megan Gustafson had 29 points and 18 rebounds for her NCAA leading 18th double-double of the season for the Hawkeyes. And college football news, Washington State quarterback Tyler Helinski has died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The 21-year-old Helinski was discovered in his apartment after he didn't show up for practice on Tuesday. The Pullman Police Department says a rifle was recovered next to Helinski and a suicide note was found. Helinski was the presumptive starting quarterback going into next season. He started Washington State's Holiday Bowl loss to Michigan State after Luke Falk was unable to play due to a wrist injury. Washington State President Kirk Schultz tweeted, "Our thoughts and prayers are with the Helinski family." That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.